area is meant to be difficult playing against 10 men.
I just said that, you know, to the radio there, that to go on the 1-0 up early on in the game, they're down to 10 men, that, you know, it can be difficult at times, but I thought it was a really clinical performance in the first half. And you know, I think the disappointment last week was there for everybody to see in terms of the performance, and credit to the boys for giving a reaction like that.
Kevin, this week, four goals,
quite
remarkable, wasn't it?
And,
you know, two are penalties, but
you
still
got
to put them away.
I was delighted with him. It was, you know, we spoke about trying to get Partick in wider areas, and, you know, Greg's won the ball high, coming inside, and, you know, he wins a penalty for us, maybe just a way to shoot a goal. But Kevin's third goal was, you know, a really pleasing one. I've looked back at it there, there's technique in that, it's outside of the foot, even his posture and his, you know, his style of when he strikes the ball. So it's great for him. He scored a lot of goals in the league below last season, and he's now starting to get a very good goal return in the league above.
Kicks on, getting more now, you think that, you imagine his confidence will be sky high now?
No, I think credit to Kevin that he's maturing, because last week he was, you know, there was disappointment, and players get to a certain age where they've got to take responsibility as well, and it showed during the week that it mattered to him. I think as a staff, as a club, we've looked after players that we've brought in and signed, and, you know, in his performance today, he wanted to give something back, as did all the boys.
A rare goal from Lewis Martin, his first since January 2015.
And he actually had one in the second half as well. You know, he put one over, but different today for Lewis. We decided to put him back to left back where we started him at the season. I thought he was really effective in his play in the first half, especially when Partick went, you know, like a 4-3-2 formation when they were narrow in the midfield, and Lewis played a big part in getting the ball in wider areas or helping us get the ball out wide. But to top it off, you know, he scores a goal, which he won't do every week, but no, as I say, very pleased for Lewis today.
As enjoyable a 90 minutes have you had as a manager here? Because obviously it was
after
an hour and it was kind of done, wasn't it?
I don't, well, you ask the boys on the bench, I would never say that. After last week, I've said that it was great to get a reaction. Does it make last week? You know, we'll move on from it, but it's in black and white now, and we've got to remember those feelings. And as I say, the reaction from the boys, it was different class today.
The Undersoil Heating obviously played its part, important to get the game on today.
No, it was. It's a big week for us. You know, if you're looking for everything to be rosy, maybe hoping that you can go and kick on in the latter parts of the game today, but I thought we were very professional. Partick at half time decided to go with two banks of four and one up front, and, you know, we didn't try to force it, you know, in terms of trying to, you know, use up all our energy. So hopefully we'll benefit from that in the Ayr United and Morton game.
Just